Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And the dream to retire early is a lot for people. People actually come to us or talk about this on the online platforms that are out there, and they all wanting to say, you know what, I'm done, I'm ready to quit. But we found somebody who says, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't, Rob.
It's always the age-old question of can I, but should you?
Yeah, losing that employment income could be the worst financial decision you make. We've got our guest here, Professor of Economics at Boston University, Larry Kotlikoff. Larry, welcome to the show.
Well, great to be with you, and hi to everybody in Canada.
So let's go right into this. You wrote the article about retiring early is one of the worst money mistakes that you can make. Give us the case.
Most people think they're going to die on time at life expectancy, or maybe a couple of years later at most. The financial industry is always focusing us on life expectancy so that we take our government pension early, so that we leave our investments with the financial industry so they can keep charging fees. In our country, in the U.S., if you take your Social Security benefit at 70, it's actually 76% higher in real terms than at 62. By so encouraging people to take Social Security early and leave their money with investment companies, they're leaving a huge amount of money on the table. I mean, we're talking the median screw up here is $182,000. There's an article at Kotlikoff.net, my website, joint with the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, one of the researchers there, David Altick, that shows this. So there's that, which is that you may reduce your government pension dramatically. The other thing is that by retiring early, you're reducing the contributions you're making to your retirement account. So your own savings, but also you're reducing your lifetime living standard because you have the same number of years you're potentially going to live that have to be financed with less human wealth because you.
So this goes to your point, Larry, that according to the Boston College Center for retirement research, they said half of Americans, working families, risk a major living standard decline in retirement, and the share would drop by roughly 50% if all workers retire 2 years later. Is that accurate?
I think that's probably, I didn't produce that number, so I'm going to say it feels like an overstatement. I have software companies, and I run cases like this, and it feels like it's on the high side. But we have to realize that our lifespan that we have to plan for is not our life expectancy or a couple years later. It's our maximum age of life. We have to plan to live to the maximum age of life because we might. And if we run out of money, we're going to be on cat food or we're going to be on the street, literally. And so that's why the economics says and I'm a professor of economics, as you know, at Boston University, we have to plan for living to our maximum age of life. That's the only sensible planning horizon. And on that score, having fewer years to finance up to your maximum by working longer is a big is extremely important. And also getting your state pension higher and your private pension higher by contributing to your employer's plan for more years, and also having the government potentially raise your benefit because you're starting it later.
Larry, we always talk about this is there a difference between, maximizing what you're getting from the government? But there's a lot of people that have saved money as well, right? That can retire and potentially can retire earlier.
Yeah, because, we're going back to one point that was on this article that we read that said between the ages of 57 and 66, two-thirds of people choose to retire early out of their own volition. Now, those two-thirds, many of them in both U.S. and Canada, can't afford to keep the same standard of living throughout retirement. We understand that. And there's a large percentage of the population that can't. So they're financially able to support their lifestyle. So let's kind of break it down into two areas. The group of the population that can't support their lifestyle till age 90 or 95, depending on which number you're using, will have a change. But many of those individuals, and this is with an economics background myself, I can tell you mathematically, this is the right answer you're giving us. However, there are many people from the US and Canada that says, I'm done working. I can't do this longer. I don't want to do this longer. So what do you say to those individuals? Like, I can tell you what's on social media. They say, suck it up, work for a few more years. It is what it is. Deal with it. You can't have that standard of living. What are your thoughts behind that?
Well, that's the right answer on social media. Wall Street's answer is enjoy yourself, retire early, and give us your assets. We'll make sure that we invest them at a high yield and you'll be okay. And that's how they suck you in. You don't have to make any sacrifice. So my answer to this is I would like to have $1 billion delivered to me this minute at my front doorstep. Okay, we have to be realistic and look at what we can afford, whether we can afford to retire at 57. Almost nobody can do that unless you're super wealthy. Okay, and so that's where economics says, let's just look at your lifetime. Let's do lifetime budgeting. I'm not going to ask you what you'd like to spend. I'm going to tell you what you can afford to spend as an economist. You know, as an economist, I'm going to say, here's your lifetime resources if you retire right now, and here's what your living standard can be on a sustainable basis. And guess what? That's much lower than you'd like, even though you're not going to have the same kind of cost when you're retired. You're not going to be going skiing when you're 85, but still, this is lower than you want, so you have to keep working. And a lot of people obviously are kicked out of jobs because of ageism, but there's other jobs they can find. You just have to work at it. It's obviously a terrible problem. But we do have people like Joe Biden, who did hit a wall here in terms of their capacity to do that job. But could Joe do a different job? Absolutely. Could he be the Secretary of State under Harris? I wrote an article saying Joe Biden for Secretary of State when I was trying to persuade, you know, at LarryKotlikoff.substack.com, I've got a free newsletter and podcast that, you know, where I make commentary.
I think, Larry, you make a good point in regards to, you said Wall Street, I'll say the wealth management industry in both of our countries, where they plug in some assumptions on a rate of return, life expectancy, and generally in our end of the world, we normally go to 90 years of age in a retirement plan. We don't go to a younger time frame unless there's some extenuating circumstances. But that we'll use that as a base case, 90, maybe even longer, 95 years of age. But in our industry, you are accurate where they plug in some numbers and some software, they assume a rate of return, let's say 5-6%. And they said, see, with our help, look what we can do for you. Come on board, bring your assets over and go and retire. And they don't realize the impacts. And what ends up happening is not in the first 15 years, generally, of a person's retirement. Anecdotally, what they're saying is you're going to have a change in your lifestyle for the last 15 years. And now our two countries are a little bit different. And we use yours as a big piece. The care or the cost of care for yourself as you age is going to be a big problem. And I think that's a big thing. So with it, we got about 30 seconds left really quickly. The one piece of advice you'd give to Canadians and Americans as they're getting ready to think about retirement, but the math doesn't always work. What do you recommend?
Okay. I would recommend economics-based financial planning. Economics, we don't teach in any top business school, any finance program or any economics department around the world, any industry, any university, we don't teach conventional planning because we think it is snake oil.
You've heard it here. And we're going to be talking about all these issues and how you have to have the proper planning for that long-term plan for so you can have that income that you need for the rest of your life at our upcoming seminar, Rob.
Yes, join us in Calgary Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
All right, we're going to have a great conversation next when we talk about living on the ocean. Sorry. Nice. Join us after the break. You're on Calgary and More Than Money.